to the 100th episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. Here for the 100th time, I am Triforce Todd, and joining me today is two guys who have not been here all 100 times. Wario Will.
I'm very happy regarding to our new milestone of 100 episodes, but I'm just also at the same time kind of sad that it's at the post-news of... I never would have thought I expect Toad to be in mainstream media, and that's
stop,
the way I want
stop.
It to be.
Shut your mouth. You don't ruin this with that talk. What's wrong with you? And Tellius Tyler.
Yeah, this really is like my 97th episode, so it doesn't really count for me, but I'm here to celebrate Todd.
Yeah, yeah. Celebrate the greatness of Todd. In the words of the limitless Keith Lee, bask in my glory.
We did it.
We've been doing this for 100 episodes, and we had these big plans about what we were going to do. We were going to be a bunch of guest hosts, but then I had to go to a Comic-Con in Philadelphia, and then Tyler had some things going on, and we had to delay it till today, which was fine, but we're here now. We're just gonna roll with it. We're gonna do news. We're gonna do some other topics, but we're gonna start off with one we haven't done in a while. Gentlemen, it's time to enter the Temple of Time. So, with 100 episodes under our belt, I felt it would be fun to enter the temple and just talk about some of our favorite moments from 100 episodes past. And I'll start, because I've been here 100 episodes.
and if I've ever recalled, for me, I think I only missed like two podcasts
those
due to my vacation.
You've been very good. Tyler only missed a couple. You guys have clearly done 95. I can honestly say you have literally done 95% of this work. So there you go. Round numbers, everyone. So, let's just talk about how this all started. I got into TheOuterHaven.net via a job listing. They were looking for Nintendo writers, which obviously I can do. Obviously. And Will was actually here ahead of me. Tyler came not long after.
Believe it or not, I was here before you.
You were?
I was.
Was Will after me?
No, Will was before me.
I'm the OG here.
Yeah, he's the OG. Okay. Okay, well, I'm sorry. It's been a while. I guess my timeline's mixed up. Anyway, we all came in, and Keith, our esteemed leader, Koopa Keith, had wanted to do a Nintendo podcast, and I volunteered to help lead it. And we had another guy, but he backed out.
Shout out to Patrick.
Yeah, and we just got started, and I came up with the name Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. It's my idea!
Warp Zone was a better name, though, and that was my idea, and we went with NEP, and I guess it worked.
Warp Zone. I mean, that's not even... I know it's Nintendo-related, but it's not Nintendo-related. it did lead to Down the Warp Pipe, which, I feel is a good segment name. So, but no, Warp Zone, no. But then our dear friend Josh Pierda, he made the NEP logo and killed it. Totally killed it. But we just wanted to talk to Nintendo, and we just started out humbly enough, and I had done podcast experience with another website called 2-Stash and Following the Nerd, and I knew I could do it, and Tyler and Will were more than up for it, and so we just started rolling, and then we just started thinking of segments, and we hit our jive, and we just been doing it ever since, and we hope in the next 100 episodes to expand even more. I would love to do like developer interviews, in the podcast. I think that'd be a lot of fun. But I think some of my favorite memories are just some of the incredible conversations we've had, not just the debates like with Settle It and Smash and Settle It and Splat, but just having fun reciting some of our favorite memories, like hearing about how Will's mom was with him when he got the NES Classic.
The Wii.
And which, for the record, the NES Classic is so superior to the PlayStation Classic. Stop copying Nintendo, Sony. But that was a cool thing to learn about, or hearing Tyler talk about Earthbound and everything, and just learning more about the Nintendo history of these guys and how I'm the OG Poke guy, but even though Tyler is now a big fan himself, and of course me and Tyler talking Fire Emblem and us blasting Will, because Will, you just do some of the dumbest stuff sometimes. I'm sorry, you do. You do, and we love that, but we don't. And you know, like you brought up Toad. Really? You're gonna ruin NEP 100 with that?
Excuse me for being a maverick here. Come on, I gotta talk about the current issues
Oh,
here.
right, Maverick Tyler. That's what he's calling himself, Maverick. More like a goose. Whoa! No, nobody gets the reference. Fine, moving on. But my favorite memory is just some of these fun conversations we've had. Of course, one of the best ones we've ever had. And I think you guys will support me on this. It was actually one of our very first episodes when we got Clinton on here, and
Yes. Oh.
we debated whether Smash Brothers was a fighting game or not, and he was so vehement that it wasn't a fighting game, and we're just blasting him 3-on-1, just defending the honor of Smash Brothers. And I think if I recall our Slack conversations recently, he actually admits it's a fighting game now, just not like hardcore as Tekken or Street Fighter. I'm like, that's progress. Progress.
And with Smash Ultimate, I think you can change this idea.
You never
And
know.
with Ken, coming into Smash Ultimate, we got two Street Fighter characters. It's
Possibly.
basically a
Possibly.
Street
Hasn't been
Fighter game.
confirmed yet.
Wait, Ken's coming in? Is that a rumor?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Possibly. Possibly.
Possibly. Because,
Possibly.
like,
Possibly. Possibly.
currently, there is current images right now that appear to show Ken, but again, it's currently is like is up in a rumor right now, so it's not yet been confirmed. It's still
So
a rumor mill.
let's just roll with it. If he is, you think Echo?
Of
Yeah,
course, of
definitely
course.
Ryu Echo.
Okay, just making sure. Well, I mean,
He's the OG Echo.
he is the well,
That's why
yeah,
I just
he
think
is
he's
the
in,
OG
like.
Echo, isn't he? Because this
True, true, true.
Street Fighter before Smash Brothers. Because I was gonna say Luigi, but yeah,
True, 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 true.
good point. He is the OG, and until Street Fighter V at least, because then they finally changed him up. So yeah, there was that one, and honestly, this was one of my personal favorites was the original Nintendo Draft.
Oh, that was
Oh,
fun.
That I love that one, not just because it was fun and we had Koopa Keith on there, but we had 15 of the 16 things we predicted come true. Seriously, like go back to that one and then recite everything that happened in 2017, and you'll see that 15 of the 16 things we predicted came true. I think the only one that didn't come true fully was accessories. That was one of Keith's things. But every other thing, first party titles, third party titles, big sales, Legend of Zelda at launch, a big game announcements, everything came true. And yet, if you look at this year's draft, we're a little more spotty.
Yeah,
And
we are.
we are. It's hilarious. But I mean, again, we did this before the launch of the Wii. Before the big sorry, launch of the Wii. Launch of the Switch, sorry, I'm so hype. Before the launch of the Switch, before, the big Nintendo media release thing. And so we made all these predictions off instinct alone, and 15 out of 16 came true. Hilarious. So we've had some good things. I loved our co-host, our special co-host we've had, Keith. Show, we miss you. Andross Alex, thank you for that, Tyler. And even our Daisy Delilah, who joined us for one time, we miss you, Cora. Congratulations on graduating. I'm missing one. Oh
Don't
yeah,
forget Kevin.
Kremlin Kevin, our most recent one, who had one of the most vicious debates with us in history. I mean, woo! That one was interesting, that's for sure. But we've had a lot of fun over these 100 episodes. I'm not gonna lie when I say that I always look forward to these episodes because they're a big stress relief for me. No matter what I'm going through my week, I can always just look forward to NEP and talking smack or talking Nintendo, talking about how Marina is so much better than Pearl and all these little things. And it's
After
met.
the most recent Splatfest debate, I just don't think you can possibly argue that Marina is better than Pearl.
Here we go. Here we go.
Remember when Pearl brought up Gam Gam? I mean, that was so funny. Pearl says, "You leave Gam Gam out of this," because Marina was attacking Pearl's grandmother. First of all, Marina was attacking Pearl's grandmother.
Oh,
Second of all,
hilarious.
Pearl calls her mother Ga her grandmother Gam Gam, and that's hilarious.
Yeah, and how it will how many times has Pearl attacked Marina in numerous ways? I mean, do we want to list them all out right
I
now?
think it's every single time.
Pretty much.
But that's part
So,
of her personality. See,
and that's
Pearl is.
wrong.
No, but Marina is part of her personality too, but she tries to act like it's not. That's the problem with Marina. Marina is a fraud.
You're a fraud.
Yeah, talking to the ex ex-elite soldier, thank you very much.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. But it's always a lot of fun, and I'm grateful to you guys for sticking with me throughout these 100 episodes, and I look forward to the next 100.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well said. Same here. Yeah, I think for me, my personal favorite memories definitely are the guest hosts that we've had on. It's always fun to get other people's perspectives on things. I love the fact that we were responsible for addicting Andross Alex to Fire Emblem Heroes and therefore him blowing like hundreds of dollars on the game. That was fun. So, thanks to everybody who had ever come on our show, because you know you've made it so much more fun to do.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, just looking back at these past 100 episodes, I mean, it's kind of funny, like, Game Explained passed their 1 million mark, we just hit our 100 episodes, like, it seems to be very trending in milestones recently, but going back to us, it's like, yeah, I mean, again, I was here before you guys came in, I was still doing, like, an old Nintendo podcast back with Carlos, and with OG Cruz of Gabriel. Unfortunately, they both have been out now. So seeing like Nintendo podcast coming back revival again is like, again, it's good to talk to Nintendo once again back here on the site as a podcast. And just like, again, looking back at all these topics, all my hilarious bits, all my behaviors. I mean, granted, I admit, yes, I am crazy. I act crazy here and there, and of course, and to the moments, especially with my opening bits. I mean, heck, ever since you gave me that personality of Wario, well, I was like, should I adapt the personality of Wario, or should it something just go crazy? I don't know. But, I mean, like, one particular memory is, like, again, I will forever love the moment of bringing the Beatles into us, into argument, because love conquers all. Thank you very much.
There we go.
That's probably my favorite memory, is the time that I saved Splatfests by exposing the
rubber. Stop.
You're never gonna let that go, are you?
Well, no, I mean, listen, and just the facts are the facts. So we can choose to acknowledge them or ignore them, but I choose to acknowledge.
Right, choose to acknowledge. Shit, the fact that, again, love conquers. Thank you very much. Money can't buy your love. Take that already.
So, but yeah, it's been a very fun 100 episodes, and I gotta look forward to the next 100, and we're gonna, you know, just keep growing, keep expanding, hopefully get more co-hosts, and I'm just gonna have a lot of fun, so. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, because of my departure last week, we did not get to talk about the Nintendo Direct that happened, and dear gosh, when I'm watching this at like midnight Eastern time, I had to experience all of the epicness in like, and not be able to talk about it. So we have just decided that we're gonna do it. We're gonna tell our thoughts. So it's time for some Direct talk. So much to cover. So much to cover. I mean, let's just get started off with the big reveal that happened right off the bat. Luigi's Mansion 3.
Tentative title.
Come on, it's going to be... Which, for the record, gentlemen, I called it. Do you remember me calling it?
Did you say that there would be a Luigi's Mansion 3 at some point? Because I would believe that you did.
If you recall, when the Simon Belmont trailer came out, I noted that there was something odd about the Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mentioned this, the plungers, the suction cups, whatever. And I said, when does he use that in the game? He doesn't. So I and other people were wondering, does this prove Luigi's Mansion 3 is coming? And sure enough, in the trailer, they show him firing the plungers at a couple ghosts. So I was right. Ha ha ha. But yeah, we are getting Luigi's Mansion 3 on the Switch. It's coming out in 2019, which shaping up to be another major year for Nintendo. Thoughts on this? I mean, I'm excited. I've played the original in Dark Moon, and I think this is a great title to have on Switch, but what do you guys think?
This was the game of the Direct for me. I mean,
really?
It was just a little tiny sneak peek, but Luigi's Mansion 1 is so great. I really didn't like Dark Moon. I hated the mission kind of variant. It just never hooked me like the original did, but seeing this game, the personality is there. I the only thing I didn't love was the ghost designs. They still look a little too generic to me, but they're better than the ones in Dark Moon. But the most exciting thing was the title card, actually, because the mansion is a ridiculous tower. It is a huge tower. And that, to me, means that we're not going to have to be... It's not that I don't want to explore multiple mansions, but that, to me, says that they're going to be returning to the original format, given this massive structure that we could probably just explore in one sitting. I really hope, at the very least, that that's the case. But yeah, this was really exciting to me. I'm all about it.
Huh, I didn't notice that tower until right now. Again, it's been like, you know, 2 weeks since I watched it. It's 1 week since I watched it. But that's a good catch there, Tyler. And yeah, I agree. I did not like what Dark Moon did with the different mansions, because the whole point was it's supposed to be one mansion. And, you know, it's not Luigi's Mansions. It's the mansion. So, good catch there, Tyler. I like that. But what about you,
like,
Will?
For me, like, I'm the newcomer here because I unfortunately didn't have the fortune to play the original Luigi's Mansion or Dark Moon on the 3DS. I mean, I got my 3DS like later on in my intercycle. So, like, seeing the gameplay here of, I mean, heck, a lot of people were climbing for Luigi's Mansion 3, and heck, a lot of people, like, I'm very just happy to see that Luigi's Mansion 3 is being made. Like, overall, just like the gameplay they showed off is like very sharp. It's very, like, so far it's pretty clean compared to Dark Moon. So, I mean, I can only imagine, like, also in coincidence with, like, the 3DS news that was showed later in the Direct, like, I wonder if it's going to incorporate some sort of, like, online multiplayer as well. That's what I'm curious about.
I'd be very surprised. Very surprised.
So, like, seeing all this gameplay and just, like, again, finally making this game is... Okay. I'm great to see that there's more Luigi's Smash and more love to Luigi. I'm happy. Heck, he isn't going to get killed anymore, so, hey.
Theoretically.
Luigi is okay. People forget that.
But I was very happy to see this because, A, despite only having two games, it is a beloved franchise. And three games now make it a franchise. So, you know, there's that. And it's just another title that is exclusive to the Switch that just proves how Nintendo is so robust in there. Lineup, which includes a certain other game which we'll be talking about last.
Well, 2019. I mean, it's a 2019 tag. That's phenomenal. Right, we don't have to wait that long to find out. I really want to get your guys' thoughts at some point during this podcast of what the calendar is going to look like next year.
Oh,
because we already have a game a month. Like, we already have
pretty
a
much.
Game a month.
Pretty much. So, yeah, but we'll do that at the end because there's so much to talk about. But moving on, they did talk about 3DS games, and much to my enjoyment, they kept it short, but they kept it decent enough. They got Yo-Kai Watch, which is basically the Japanese... I almost said Japanese version of Pokemon.
Yes, I thought
you I almost... I stopped myself. I meant to say the Japanese culture version of Pokemon with the Yo-Kai and everything, but, you know, those games do really well on 3DS, so I'm not surprised that they have, you know, the new versions with, you know, Moon Rabbit Crew and Blasters and everything. But
and
then...
I'm sorry, but just might I add, like, that, like, those two games are a total reference to Ghostbusters, if you noticed.
Totally. But then, in contrast, they talk about not one, not two, but three ports with the original Luigi's Mansion, which, as Will mentioned, is going to have co-op play, which I think is a good move. Then, of course, Bowser's Inside Story plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey, which we already knew about. And now, Kirby's Extra Epic Yarn. Now, on one hand, I know Tyler was talking about this on Twitter, but, you know, I liked Kirby's Epic Yarn. I thought it was the most adorable game I've ever played. I enjoyed playing it. But, really? Bringing it to the 3DS?
after eight years?
And all this is just making me wonder, why don't they just say that the 3DS is dead? Because they have literally not announced a pure new 3DS game since last year with Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Yes.
And I mean,
Kirby's
Epic
Yarn is my favorite Kirby game for sure, but I agree. I mean, I have no interest in picking this up. Plus, it's exclusive to the new Nintendo 3DS, which is like, like cutting off even more of the
potential
audience there.
Trailer again. I seriously did not notice. I mean, if that's true, all I'm seeing is Nintendo 3DS.
That came out after the Direct.
Oh, okay. I was about to say I didn't see that on there, but that's even worse. So. I don't know why they're doing this. It's like, what are you trying to prove here? Why do that? I don't know. All right, so going into some big Switch headlines, a very weird video was shown for Splatoon 2 version 4.0.
I hated this video. I didn't understand anything in it. What were they saying? What were they telling us about the game?
I'm with Tyler on this. I didn't hate it, but it was definitely weird. I mean, when it was the Octo expansion, that made sense because they were trying to set the mood and everything. But you know, we're over a year now into this game's life. We don't need mysterious videos. Just tell us what the dang version's gonna be.
Yeah.
Oh jeez. I mean, sure, it's kind of in its way cryptic. It's just like, okay, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it all mean? And I get that, but
do you?
Because I'm not sure if you noticed, everyone pretty much is in consensus. This thing is pretty much in the style of an anime opening or anime opening cartoon. If you have noticed, because like you notice how like they put the font of Nintendo in Squid Knees. I just call it Squid Knees right now. Yeah, and then they showed up. Like all like the Octolings in a la credit form as like an intro of about like goons per se. Yeah, it's pretty much just similar to that. It's like going to anime and just about all things, like first things first, they showed off like the brand new stage, which is coming, I believe, early October. I know like the song is gonna be the new songs are gonna be making an appearance in early October. From what I checked on the Splatoon 2 Twitter account.
I didn't like that song either, to be honest.
Again, preferences, but like the song itself, I don't know, I really like it. It's just like it's quirky. I mean, plus that's that blend of Squidney's and Japanese. That's one thing I like about it, because if you notice, like the in Splatoon 1 is pretty much a Japanese pop auto, while with Off the Hook is more English based, if it feels like. So I don't know, personally I like the opening. And then like they showed off all the different weapons, which they also updated during that same night. The new weapons of the splatter shot, dualies, like basically very very sleek looking black and white weapons. And then of course they hinted off we're going to like the shake bomb, the soda bomb, like, which is kind of interesting. It's gonna be bringing new sub weapons like a soda bomb grenade, which. I don't know. It seems pretty interesting. The more you hold on, the bigger the plastic radius. So another expansion to sub weapons, and then later on they just showed off the. For Splatfest now they have 100 times battles, like that thing. Yeah, that could use some more explanation. But basically, it seems that they're gonna be changing up the whole Splatfest rules. Like now you can actually join with your own teammates to actually finally fight against the opposing team. It seems like times 100 battles to represent. I don't know. A lot more details that needs to be explained in the new Splatfest rules. But then let's
stop it there. We need to move on. But
I had a spirit bomb. Had a spotty spirit bomb showing up at the end. I think that's a worthy note.
No, well there you noted it. So stop. But yeah, that's like it was weird. I mean, they should have just done like a big page and about what all the things were. Whatever. Thankfully, Tyler's other greatest game of all time, Mario Tennis Aces, had a much more succinct update with it talking about the new characters that were coming up.
New characters and continued content through next summer, which is great because the game impressive. People were saying the game was dying. And I agree because the content had grinded to a halt. But now they're releasing new challenges, new online modes that unlock costumes for your characters, which is great. That should have been in from the beginning, but it's here now. It's good. And the new characters are Birdo, Petey Piranha,
Paratrooper.
Yes, Paratrooper. That Bam Bam, and I believe there's one more.
Birdo, Shy Guy.
Yeah, Shy Guy. I didn't mention Shy Guy, so there you go. That was the five that they announced. And so that's great. We'll have new characters coming out for a while. I think Dry Bones is probably in that mix as well.
Naturally.
There's a co-op challenge mode also.
Yes, and finally bringing back Ring Challenge. Thank God.
Yeah. Ring Challenge is a lot of fun. So there's a lot of good stuff in that game right now. They actually released a new balance patch too, a much needed balance patch. Again, they still haven't figured out how to balance the game, but they nerfed Peach a lot.
Wow.
Which is good because she was by far the best character, and now Bowser's by far the best character. But that's okay; it doesn't matter. The game is getting more balanced, which is good. So I'm definitely going to be playing that a little bit this weekend, assuming I get my Nintendo Switch online up, which I have not done yet.
Yeah, I got. Or we better because of you know what's coming. So,
right.
All right, moving on. Mega Man 11 was coming out. The demo is already out. Did you guys play that?
I haven't yet.
I really want to play it, but I haven't.
I know Josh pretty much like played it so many times over. He knows the song by the back of his hand. Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, and then of course it's going to be a new Mega Man amiibo, but the old Mega Man amiibo for Smash Brothers will be compatible. So you'll get like extra energy tanks and other helpful things. You don't, but however, you can only use it once a day, which I appreciate. So, and then Capcom has released is going to be releasing arcade classics. So if you
I think it's already out already now. Yeah, I think.
Oh, fine.
Out.
It's already out. Again, it's been a week, but yeah, that's going to be interesting. And then. Confirming a rumor that we heard a while ago, New Super Mario Bros. U is getting the deluxe treatment. It is indeed coming. It is going to have all the original modes, original levels, and you'll be able to, of course, play as Mario, Luigi, Toad, Toadette, and Nabbit. And also, New Luigi U is going to be available, so you now basically have two games in one deluxe package. So that's, according to them, that is 164 courses between both games. That's a lot of levels.
Plus, now, we had discussed this game on our last podcast. I really like it. So I was actually excited by this, especially because the Toadette stuff. So they took out Blue Toad. First of all, you should still be able to choose Blue Toad instead of Yellow Toad. Yellow Toad is trash. Blue Toad is obviously better. But Toadette is a playable character, which is amazing. I think, is this... the first time she's playable in a main series game.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is awesome. And she has a wacky personal power-up that is called, the crown or something? Like,
yeah,
Princess
she transforms
crown.
Into Peach.
She transforms into Peachette, which is Peach, but with pigtails. Or not pigtails, with, I don't know, hairstyles. But it's like a ponytail, but there's two of them coming down the back and they're in
braids.
That's
pigtails.
Yeah, those pigtails.
Okay. Well, then I said it right. Pigtails.
Stick with your gut.
It's weird, but also really, really cool. So, I was excited about it.
But also, the biggest thing, potentially, January 11th. Which means it's literally kicking off Nintendo's year in 2019.
Yeah.
So we won't have to wait an eternity for the next game after Smash Bros. Ultimate. Now, granted, I won't be getting it. I don't feel the urge to. But for those who haven't gotten the game or want to experience it or didn't have Luigi U and don't mind paying it again or playing the original version, that's a great way to start off the year.
It is. It is. It's a great way to start off the year.
Yep. I mean, again, it's Mario, so it's a good safe bet. So yes, and especially with like as you said, it's like two full games into one deluxe package, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be at the standard price of $60, then yeah, this is a great value. It's a great value.
Now, the next one, I am very happy to talk about, because this, for me, was one of the biggest surprises on the whole Direct. We're getting Katamari Damacy.
Katamari
Damacy. Oh my gosh. I mean, we have talked about how the Switch is getting like all the ports. Old games, new games, games you never expected to see. Did anyone predict us getting Katamari Damacy?
I've never heard of this game.
Wait, what?
I never heard of Katamari Damacy.
You've never heard of Katamari Damacy?
No. Granted, it's pretty low-key.
Okay, it's first of all, it's a franchise, and it's had, I think, three titles on
the
PS.
Yeah, it had three titles. I did some research afterwards.
There you go. Okay, so this game is pure Japanese. Obviously, and it's got a good cult following. I knew it because of X-Play.
They reviewed it
and they loved it, and it had, you know, whole segments about it. And I never played it. I've always found this game intriguing because it's literally you're rolling things into a ball to become a star.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just of all the games, I would not have predicted. You know, Katamari freaking Damacy. Oh my gosh.
It's just I'm aware regarding to that game. It's just pleasantly weird because, again, the king of all cosmos, he made a mistake. Now you got him cleaned up after your father. Just roll around things, stick to everybody, from fish to food to people until it becomes its own little star. And then, yeah, just bring back order to the cosmos. It's like, it's elegantly weird.
I like the elegantly weird. Why not, right? I mean, if you're gonna go full tilt, just go full tilt, man. But yeah, Katamari Damacy, dear gosh. All right, moving on. They had a small thing about Pokemon Go, or sorry, Pokemon Let's Go. I don't think there was anything really significant in there. I don't think, there was new partner moves. There were moves HMs. This was actually reported on
Yes,
earlier,
earlier
so that
things.
was nice. So,
It still looks bad. Let's just throw that in.
whatever you say, Tyler. They talked about Diablo 3. Nothing really. Actually, there was a side piece of news that released after the direct. Fans are curious why there was only Ganondorf armor and not Link armor. They actually tried to make a legitimate looking and feeling Link gear for the game, but it just didn't work out. So they did Ganondorf, and that one apparently worked better. So.
And just like I want to point out, like, I just love how they presented, like, the Fiery Gates of Hell is now available on
There you go.
Nintendo Switch.
It's
just
called
gonna
Diablo, so. All right, and then a game I'm actually kind of getting excited about, Super Mario Party.
Yes, I'm so excited for that. It
This
looks amazing.
looks like Mario Party 1 through 3, and those were the best games. So, and then I've got like these new challenges, like the co-op challenge, and I don't know, it just and of course they're using the screens to move everything around. I feel like this has a lot of potential, and if we all do get this, I would love to play games with you guys.
Oh,
That's just
absolutely. That's guaranteed.
that's guaranteed.
They like the other recent Mario Party games have all had multiple modes. At least the main one, like 10, had the Bowser mode, the Amiibo Party mode, and then the other mode that was just like you're in the car, and I don't think Bowser was involved. But this one finally, all three different modes that they've shown all look so promising. Like they all look like they're a lot of fun, and I love the transition from the board to the mini game screen. Like it's so quick and snappy. After everybody takes their turn, and you start ascending into the clouds, and then the mini game appears as to what it is, and it's just really quick and just looked so good.
I'm just really, I can't, like, hopefully there's a demo nearby. Like, when is this game coming out? I think pretty soon, roughly,
October
after.
5th. October 5th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're really
So,
close.
I mean, the only game I'm really kind of curious about is that cooking mini game, because, like, how do you sear meat? Just flip and flop. I really want to try that mini game.
Well, we should all get it, and then we can play Grounds together like every week. All right, moving on. Another good surprise, one I honestly didn't expect, was Game Freak. Our fa everyone's favorite Pokemon creators are working on a game called Town. It's a new RPG experience. It's totally different from Pokemon, and basically, you live in a town where there's a secret, and the secret is that there are monsters everywhere, and you have to work together with the townspeople to defend the town from these monsters. And we know these are all loose t things. We know about Town is not even it's the working title, but it looks like a very unique RPG experience.
It looks
So,
intriguing, and
yeah.
more to the point, it looks really impressive graphically. It looks good graphically. Unlike
There we go.
Pokemon Let's Go, this is what
There
I
we
mean.
go.
No, but honestly, this is what I'm talking about. Why, when I say Pokemon Let's Go doesn't look good, it's stylized and it's stylized okay. But look at Town, and then look at Pokemon Let's Go. It's not even close. Town looks really good. I'm actually very excited for that. Game Freak's made some good games when they're out of the Pokemon realm.
Oh yeah, and I'm happy that Nintendo is giving the freedom to make something for Switch. So, yeah.
Right. And like, yeah, because like the art style itself, it really reminds you of Level 5's like Ni No Kuni, if anything
It
else.
does.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, and like the town, because they explained in the trailer that everything happens in that one town. The
Yeah,
monsters, the
the whole
battles,
thing.
everything happens in this town. So, and just like seeing it, again, the art style, very Ni No Kuni-esque, Level 5 Studios, almost Miyazaki-like. And like, even the monsters, I'm just like looking at this thumbnail right now, like, whew. Great creativity on Game Freak's part, so I can't wait to see more of this title. Like RPG style, like developing a town, I guess. So
Yeah, maybe.
it's definitely potential. It definitely has a lot of potential. I agree.
If it
I
comes
agree.
out in 2019, I think that's what they said it was coming out in. So, that's another. So you got available 2019. Yeah, so adding another one. Growing, guys. All right,
All right,
another
another
big
big.
surprise. Cities Skylines.
This looked
So,
bad to me.
okay. Bad visually, bad idea-wise, what? Because there's a.
Both.
Okay.
I did the visuals look really, really sketchy, and I've heard I think it was Laura Kate Dale said that its performance is really bad, which
Well, which is currently out right now,
suboptimal.
yes.
It's out right now?
That's what I
That's right,
remember,
it was
yes.
out right now. Okay. And okay, so yeah, available today right now. Okay, I haven't played it obviously, and that's fine. But there, this game was very important to first came out because SimCity got a modern take, right? But then they only allowed online play, and they didn't even have an offline mode.
Right,
and
DRM,
everyone
and
rioted.
The DRM. Yes,
yeah,
right,
everyone rioted because they're like, "This isn't our SimCity." And so then, Cities Skylines came out, and that thing sold millions. Now I can't speak to performance issues or whatever, but you know, if it is, that's sad. But I'm happy this game at least came on this system because you know that's another big third-party game that got ported over. So.
Right, and I believe as well they also include the DLCs as well. Like
yes,
the
some of the DLC. And this game has a lot of DLC. I mean, I've had to do work on write-ups about some of this DLC. It has a lot.
So if you enjoy your Sim City building, then yeah, this is definitely for you. Yes.
Alright, and then here's the one that Tyler's not going to be happy about. Yoshi's Crafted World. yeah, sorry, Tyler. This is the official...
The official name.
Is the official name for the game. I'm sorry.
I don't like the name, but I love the way the game looks.
It looks like you know, like just as adorable version of Woolly World and Crafted World or Epic Yarn, and it's coming out spring 2019, which could mean that given the whole we're probably gonna have a game a month now, it could be close to when Fire Emblem comes out.
Yeah. Well, did you see the Smash leak that was a Yoshi's Crafted World costume for Yoshi?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be real cool.
That'd be awesome. I mean, as a, just as a costume, that would be perfect. So
yeah.
Ooh, and we could get a who's the dog?
Poochie.
Poochie. We could get Poochie as an assist trophy.
That would be great.
That wouldn't that be really awesome. Cool. Or a Woolly or a Woolly World Crafted World level. That'd be awesome.
Well, there's a couple stages they haven't announced, so we could be seeing a Crafted World stage.
So.
Plus, Crafted World was supposed to come out this year, so Sakurai probably expected it to be out before Smash.
Possibly. Possibly. So, but yeah, I mean, even if with the maybe the subpar name, Spring 2019, just another 2019 title, so just keep it coming, Nintendo. So, moving on, we have Tabletop Gaming from Asmodee Digital. I know this may not be big for us, but I know a lot of tabletop gamers, and this is potentially huge for them. I mean, playing online with friends or, you know, playing without having to actually get the board out and everything. That's huge. And then, of course, okay, we got Carcassonne, Lord of the Rings, Living Card Game, Pandemic, which I've played online. It's actually really fun. And then upcoming will be the one and only Settlers of Catan.
That's my favorite game.
There you go. I kid you not, in college, I had to do a course on board games, and we had to play Settlers of Catan. So that was literally part of the course. just playing these games and everything. And then I went onto a train in Chicago, and I saw that there was like a Settlers of Catan tournament. And so I ran to my teacher the next day. I'm like, "Did you see that there's like a Settlers of Catan tournament?" He goes, "Oh yeah, they have it every year." I'm like, "Wow, mind blown." So, again, it's these little things. It's the little things that happen here.
Right, okay. Right. And, I just want to like bring one more details. They also bring in Munchkin as well, which I personally played. And if you love your RPGs, that Munchkin is a very fun tabletop game I played back in college. So that one I wholeheartedly recommend. It's a very fun title.
And then another major surprise for me, Civilization 6. Oh my gosh.
Really?
I mean, anyone who plays real-time strategy games know you can't do it as well on a console as you can on PC. I mean, it's just because of how the control setup works, but if, you know, 2K and Sid Meier realize, or Fire Axis realize, hey, we can put this on the Switch and make it work well, heck yeah! I mean, Civilization 6, I don't know if you remember the reviews, but this game, like, advanced the Civilization genre by, like, a generation. It was pretty awesome. And it was well praised. I mean, the graphics don't need to be that good because they're cartoony graphics.
Right.
So, I mean, this will not push the system that hard. And it's coming out November 16th. So, I could see this being a million seller on Switch. Because Civilization is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Have either of you ever played Civilization?
I haven't, actually. I'm interested
I
in
have
playing
not.
it. But...
I only seen my brother, I think, played one of the Civ games.
I played... My cousin Michael got me hooked on Civilization 3 Conquests. And, like, that was, like, half our summer. Like, one half was Smash Brothers, the other half... Okay, it was more like a third. You know, it was Civilization, we played against each other, and then I borrowed the game, and I played in there, and, you know, I never played in any others, because I always loved Conquest, but I always appreciated Civilization, because it's just a great RTS, and Civilization 6 just takes it to the next level, I swear. So, yeah. But seriously, another major third-party title. It's too bad that was the last one. Wink. Moving on, we got a Starlink Battle for Atlas. They showed some more Star Fox content, including confirmation that Star Wolf is going to be in the game.
I'm actually kind of interested in this game now. Like, yeah. I love that Star Wolf scene for some reason. I really kind of got intrigued.
And that voice is just awesome.
That yeah,
that was a really good voice. That was a good voice. But so yeah, I'll see how the reviews go. I might get it. We'll see. After that was. World Ends With You Final Remix and Xenoblade Chronicles 2 The Golden Torn of the Golden Country, which is officially out right now. I'll be getting it tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have my review up within the week, depending on how much time I have. But yeah, I'm day one buys for me. Okay, well, not day one. Today's day one for
well, yeah, Blade, because but... like during the time of the direct, yeah, like it was available on the 14th for all expansion pass users.
Right.
And now, by the time of this recording, on the 21st, it is now out on physical copies.
Correct. Which I'm thrilled about, because I don't know if I would have gotten the expansion pass, but I. Well, that's stupid. Why wouldn't I have gotten the expansion pass if I could get? Never mind. I'm still getting the dang game. Whatever. Let's see. And what was this one? It said release dates, you know, for Nintendo Switch. They revealed the change. Warframe, that's pretty good. Just Dance, October, that's pretty cool. FIFA. We learned our lesson last year. What's this? Oh, here's a terrible game. Team Sonic Racing. What's that, please?
Hey! Shut your mouth.
What, you're telling me you love Sonic?
I do, fun fact.
And then NBA 2K19 available now. NBA Playgrounds 2 coming out this fall. Hopefully they won't screw this one up like they did the last one.
They showed off also the new teasers for going to Daemon X Machina, which
Daemon X Machina, that's got some new details. That seriously looks interesting, and again, that's a 2019 game, so alright. And then obviously one of the biggest surprises,
Square Enix Showcase.
Dramatic pause, Will. Give me the dramatic pause. Yes, we already had confirmations of Final Fantasy 15 Pocket Edition Week HD coming, and then not long after that, because of the delay, we got the pseudo reveal of Crystal Chronicles HD, which I'm looking forward to. I remember that game on GameCube and heard great things, so I actually look forward to getting this.
It's great.
And then we got a new online multiplayer mode, so that's pretty cool.
Yes.
But Pocket Edition, who cares about that? And then, ironically, most ironically of all, we are getting even more. Okay, actually, hold on. We're getting Chocobo Mystery Dungeon. Who cares about that?
Everybody. Yeah.
And then,
title.
Most ironically of all, we are getting mainstream Final Fantasy games. Oh my gosh. We are getting Final Fantasy XII The Zodiac Age. We are getting Final Fantasy 10, and was it 10 and 10 2, or was it just
10 and 10 2?
10 and 10 2, and 9.
And 9.
And 7.
And 7.
And 7. Now,
and
now,
not 8.
And not 8. who wants 8? Oh my gosh.
But yes. A lot of people will go against you for saying that.
Hey, I will always be grateful to Squall because of his role in Kingdom Hearts, but that's as far as I go. So, but yes, we are getting these legendary Final Fantasy games. It's happening.
This was the highlight for me. Like, they're finally doing it. They're finally bringing Final Fantasy titles back to the Nintendo console. Like, Final Fantasy 7. Oh my god, they're finally bringing the main.
Yeah.
And then they're bringing Final Fantasy 9, which I consider my personal favorite, if not the best Final Fantasy of all. Final Fantasy 9. And then there's 10 and 10 2, which of the modern age of PS2 and then now PS4. It's like, who would have thought?
Yeah, those were important games to the franchise. The laughing scene aside, obviously, but Dear gosh, I did not see that coming. This is hilarious to me, Will, because you remember when we were doing like the pick two or pick one, kill two or whatever? You had Final Fantasy VII on the Switch, and I was like, do you mean the original or the new one? You go, no, I just want the original on Switch, and then there you go. We killed the wrong one, Tyler.
Yeah. Honestly, the Final Fantasy news was my second favorite thing in the Direct. Like, I am very excited to go back and play all of these because I missed them all. I've never played them. And the fact that Final Fantasy VII Cloud has retroactively made the Smash rule correct because now he's been on a Nintendo console.
Okay, hold on. If you remember my rule, I said that it had to be any character on a Nintendo platform. Cloud was in Kingdom Hearts, which was shown in both Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, where he was an assist trophy card, and Kingdom Hearts RE Coded, where he was actually a part of your party. So Cloud has been on Nintendo platforms, but his main game is now on the console. So there you go. So the rule is still intact.
Oh, yeah, but now it's even more intact.
Oh, yeah, much more intact. So I couldn't believe they did this. I mean, this is huge for Final Fantasy fans. I mean, I got really deep into Final Fantasy 12, the original one that came out on PS2. I really liked that game. It had a great story. And then I got into Final Fantasy VII, but then I got lost in it, and because of where I stopped, I couldn't just go back and play it again. I would have had to start over, but now I might because it's going to be on the Switch. And then 10, 10, 2, and 9, I mean, these are classics. And I mean, bravo, Square Enix. I mean, you're holding up your promise to deliver more Final Fantasy games. Now give us 15 we want!
It's just really questionable on Square Enix's part, like, because again, originally Pocket Edition was supposed to be a mobile game, so now they're remaking a remaster of a remake. Like, it's, what are you doing, Square Enix? And especially going to the chapters themselves are being sold separately. It's like, what?
Yeah. No, I I'm with you there. But I mean, at least we can know that they didn't just do this for Switch, they're doing it for the other consoles too, so at least it's not like, we can only do this on Switch because, you know, yada yada yada. No, it's, they're doing it for everyone, so I agree, this was one of my personal favorite pieces. And then let's see, we got a new Smash Brothers bundle that was announced, and apparently
the box theory, the Smash character box theory. It's a compelling theory. So the box that they showed off, the characters that are shown on the box follow a specific pattern. Okay. So Luigi, right? Do you have the box up right now? Are you looking at the box?
I'm looking at the box.
Dear viewers, pull up the box. So Luigi is the first character, then Ness, then Captain Falcon, and then Jigglypuff, right?
Right.
So then after that, I think like Bowser might be the next character, or Peach. So each character on the box they come in groups of 9. So if you go to the Smash website, you'll notice that each character is in order on the box, but there's a gap of 9 in between
because
the theory is on the other side of the box there's those other 9. So on the other side of the box you would say Mario, Donkey Kong, Fox, Yoshi, Samus, and Dark Samus, because Dark Samus is an Echo, are on the other side. And using that theory, sliding Isabelle into the final spot, they're saying that there might only be 2 more characters left to be revealed. The pattern breaks at one point during the side that starts with Palutena on the other side that you can't see. And those 9 characters, that's like Palutena, Pac-Man, and Ryu, notably. And they say that there's only 8 characters there, so there must be an echo of one of those characters, which is probably Ken from Street Fighter.
Huh.
So that's the box theory. It says you'd only be getting 1 more character because after you slide Isabelle in, there's only room for an Echo on the other side and 1 new character. Now, I hope that that's wrong, but it's an interesting theory. I don't know why the box would be so laid out like this if it was just a fake render, you know?
Fair. I remember Sakurai said that there wasn't going to be as many new characters, and then I still don't know if he counts the Echoes as new characters, so...
Right. I mean, the counter to the theory would say that there are 8 characters on the back of the box, the original 8, and then maybe there's room for 8 more characters or 9 more characters, but...
Ah, that's pushing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but, you know, it could just be nonsense, but it's very intriguing to me.
Speaking of nonsense, Nintendo Switch Online, everybody. It's live now. You have to pay. Actually, I take that back. You can get the free trial for a week, which is what I'm going to do for the Splatfest, just so I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will have to register. Again, it's only $20 for a year. Just throw it in. And then we've already gotten confirmation of new games that are going to be coming out eventually. I can't remember them off the top of my head. But, you know, they're already adding more to the NES lineup. It's going to apparently a more refined online experience. I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever.
I bought the year the $20 price, and so far it's but generally more or less remains unchanged. Like,
which is good. I mean, unchanged is fine.
I played my matches on Splatoon 2. I had no problems. No really major difference. I mean, if anything else, one of the major things I've been hearing is we're going to like the Nintendo Online app, which and I can. Put in voice. There's now certain voice chat options in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, which now you can chat with other people in the racing room. Overall, it's just really nothing much that has been changed per se. Like the only thing that's really, like, if anything, beneficial is just basically playing the NES games. But I don't know. This is just based on a Reddit post, so take it with a grain of salt. But I've heard like there are some games that I think like with Dr. Mario or some NES game. Titles that have been having some image retention on your Switch, so you see these images that's like stuck on your home screen. Apparently, due to one Reddit post, so take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but we'll just see how it goes. I mean, I wasn't expecting a major change. Again, the online was working fine.
Yes.
More, except for Tyler, obviously.
yeah, I know my online stinks. It's very annoying.
Yeah, but I was working fine. But hey, as long as it works, you know. That's all I can really ask.
Right, and also just complimented that as well. Currently, right now, the Dark Souls online stress test is happening right now, and it's going to be happening throughout the entire weekend. So definitely try it out to see if it works for you. So that's probably an example to test out the internet.
So yeah, so there you go. And then, to the surprise of, I'd say many, we got a new challenger in Smash Brothers. The one and only Bella from Animal Crossing.
Isabelle.
Isabelle. Okay, sorry. I called her Annabelle originally.
Yes, I saw the slash ad.
Hey, I'm sorry. It wasn't. I'm not an Animal Crossing guy. But I can honestly say I never played Animal Crossing in my life. So
I don't know anybody besides like females who are super big into Animal Crossing, like super big into it.
That's mean.
And yet, I'm not trying to condescend on Animal Crossing because my follow-up statement to that would be, and yet it sells like over 5 million copies, like on the reg. So
Leaf was one of the biggest sellers on the 3DS.
Yeah, I don't understand where all the Animal Crossing love comes from, but it's definitely there. I personally was really bummed about Isabelle. I was waiting for like something amazing, and Isabelle was not that to me.
Well, the wrong thing for me was when I was watching it, I was like, oh my gosh, they're about to confirm Animal Crossing 3. Because, I mean, why else would they mention it? And then I was like, wait a minute, you want me in Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
It's definitely...
No,
like, Isabelle,
we don't want you in Smash Brothers.
No. Okay, give her a chance, because if you have played New Leaf, or I mean, even the original Animal Crossing game, Isabelle is just... She's your secretary, basically your secretary. She does everything. I'm not sure if you have seen the meme pictures that's currently out right now of Isabelle, but basically she is the go-to female dog of your town. I mean, she does everything. She works on your town. She basically
I play New Leaf, and Isabelle's fine. Like, she's fine. I'm not upset that she's in the game. I wouldn't be upset at anybody Sakurai put in the game, but... I wanted something more exciting than her. I feel like Isabelle is like a Smash Bros. Direct, like, third character that they reveal, like, level of excitement. And I was looking for more, because I didn't find that the Direct was particularly compelling. I didn't think it was bad, but I didn't like the way it was set up at all, and I was waiting for something that I could be like, yes, this is so exciting, like Geno or Shadow or something really cool. And Isabelle just wasn't that. Plus, she like kind of looks like an Echo Villager. Like, she has.
She's not.
She's not. But she has his pocket. She has the same grab as him. Her up B is similar in concept. It just looks worse. Like, she just rides a. She gets on a swing and uses balloons to ride up that way.
And that's bad. Wow.
Her dash attack is the same. Because it's just not like. Villager has a similar up B where he just has balloons come up on his head and he flies up. Like, her moveset looks similar to Villager. And she didn't do it for me.
I mean, I was mixed. I'm not gonna lie. I can dig that they're trying to bring more Animal Crossing into it, but I'm looking for Rex Pyra and other characters, and I don't know. I mean, I think they could have done a little better, but we'll just have to see. I mean, I don't think it's fair to judge until
else is just basically like, again, to help really appease on the other side of the crowd, because like, yeah, there is you want to get Shadow, Rex and Pyro, sure, I'm definitely all for it. Heck, even like, even with Etika, it says wishing for Goku in Smash, but and then there's the other side, we're going to like Animal Crossing the casual, which again, there's a hardcore Animal Crossing, everyone
there
works
is.
For Animal Crossing. True. And finally see Isabelle, the greatest secretary ever, joining in the Smash is like, again, it appears on the other side of the fan base is like, heck, Isabelle, why not? I mean, it's unique.
But thankfully, it didn't end there, because the one and only Tom Nook was confirmed for Smash Brothers. I kid, that would have been bad. But no, Tom Nook confirmed that Animal Crossing is coming to Nintendo Switch, tentatively titled Welcome to Animal Crossing, or something like that. And so all you Animal Crossing fans who are mad about E3 and mad about other Nintendo Directs, not talking about next Animal Crossing, it's coming! Okay, it's coming. We're getting a pure, full Animal Crossing game for the Nintendo Switch, and it's tentatively coming next year, so.
It is gonna be interesting how they're gonna make this next Animal Crossing. I mean, if Pocket Camp was kind of like any indication, like, is that like one thing is for sure, it's gonna incorporate like the online servers, no doubt about that, because the like Animal Crossing is all about the social. It's all about social and the animals making your town. If and also with New Leaf is like, yeah, it's gonna basically take away hours of your life if anything else.
Hours. It's gonna take days. Gosh, man.
It takes years off of people's lives.
Yeah, I mean,
really,
there are people
like
still
Animal
playing
Crossing,
New
like
Leaf.
It's a daily thing.
There are people still playing New Leaf. So,
yeah, I mean, I was happy for all the Animal Crossing fans who really, really wanted it. And hearing, you know, that it's next year is great. I'm gonna pass. I've tried Animal Crossing a few times, and it's just not for me.
And I can dig that. I mean, that's I understand that, because that's seriously, it's not for everyone. It is for people who understand, who are willing. Do this. It's totally fine, but for those who do love it, you're gonna love it. And for those who don't love it, that's okay. And you know, it's not meant for you. So, but overall, I was totally thrilled with this Nintendo Direct, because they announced the new games. They announced the Luigi's Mansion, Tom Nook, Animal Crossing. Animal. Oh my gosh, could you imagine a game just about Tom Nook? They announced Animal Crossing. We got Town. We got New Super Mario Bros. U coming out. They talked about major third-party games like City Skylines and Civilization and the Final Fantasy game. Okay, the 3DS stuff, that was kind of lame. You know, Nintendo Switch Online wasn't really important, blah, blah, blah. But when you add it all up, it really, to me, delivered as a Nintendo Direct. Even if you weren't thrilled about Isabelle or some of the third-party announcements and the really weird Splatoon video, you know, I feel it delivered from, you know, pretty much start to finish. I give it easily an A-.
I'm also up there as well as like A-. It's they pretty much showed off everything, like pretty much covered the bases with a little bit more, especially with that topper of Smash and a new Animal Crossing game. The one thing I just also like, I think we forgot to mention, is we're going to like the special edition packs with like Let's Go Pokemon Eevee and Pikachu. We're going to their special bundle with yellow and yeah, their color scheme Joy-Cons, as well as the new Smash Brother bundle, which comes with the cross Joy-Cons, which, heck, if you want, if it's up for collectibles, so if you want to get, like, add to your collection, then go right ahead. And also, just for more information, like, those, the special edition dock and Joy-Cons are available outside the special bundle, so you can also get them separately.
Correct. So,
I don't know. I felt like the Direct was much more closer to a C than an A. I give it a B minus.
How could you give it a C? I'm
no,
serious.
No, I'm not giving it a C. I'm giving it a B minus.
Oh, it's
giving
better.
Giving it a B minus. And it's because I like the game announcements. There was a couple of good game announcements in there. Luigi's Mansion was exciting, and Final Fantasy, like I said, also that was exciting to me. And I'm pretty content with, you know, I know Fire Emblem's coming out, and I know Yoshi. I really wanted to get a look at some of the games that they had already announced, though. I mean, I wanted to see more about Fire Emblem badly, and we didn't get to see that, which was just, that was disappointing to me. And I know they aren't going to, like, showcase Pokemon at all, Pokemon 2019, because they still haven't released Let's Go yet. But Bayonetta 3, I would have loved to see something about Bayonetta 3.
Okay, hold on. There was a news piece about that I wrote. It's still in development. They say it's going well. It's just they're holding back so they can show us something really substantial when they show it next.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to fault them for that.
No, I understand that. But just from an excitement standpoint, which is what I kind of grade the Nintendo Directs on, I didn't find it there. I mean, it's not the only thing that goes into grading a Nintendo Direct, but I felt like this Nintendo Direct on an excitement scale failed. On an actual quality of announcements, it succeeded, because you do have a 2019 calendar that looks ridiculous right now, with the adding in Luigi's Mansion, the Final Fantasy games, Town, Animal Crossing into the mix. I mean, there's at least a game a month just from first party studios or exclusive third party things. I think Shin Megami Tensei 5 is exclusive, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there you go. I mean, there's a lot. And, you know, we have Doom Eternal coming out as well. Obviously not exclusive, but there's a lot of great games, and they did a good job of setting up. But I wanted to see more of the games that we know. Like Daemon X Machina, they showed a little bit of it, and I like the fact that you can get on the ground. This game looks a lot like Star Fox Assault to me now. You're in the mech, you're flying around the mech, and then you can land and get out of the mech, and then you can get back into the mech. Like, yeah, that it gives me that Star Fox Assault vibe, and I'm excited for it. But I would have liked to see more gameplay than we saw. And they also just, on a pacing level, I feel that they struggled. Like, Luigi's Mansion to me was a huge announcement, and having that lead it off was good to get you hooked, and having Animal Crossing at the close was great. The way they tied that in with Isabelle was great, but they had that long Nintendo Switch Online thing, which was a cute video, but it was just too long. And they had some other kind of junky announcements in there, like the Smash Joy-Cons. They're like, you're gonna really need these, it's just Joy-Cons, and then there's like the Smash logo sort of like on them, and they tried to like hype that up like this was a must-have thing. I was like, they don't even look like Smash. Like there was a lot of stuff in there that I didn't feel was right, and I really miss Reggie and Bill doing the show, because the new narrator just doesn't have it to me. He just doesn't have the voice for it, or the
the first guy I saw do that guy. I mean, this is the first time I've seen that guy do this show. All right,
I've heard that voice before. Honestly, I couldn't tell you if he was exactly the guy who's done the last couple, but I think he was. I miss having Reggie and Bill do him, because they have a much better delivery.
What about you, Will? What was your grade?
I mean, overall, it's really, I didn't really have much problems with it. Again, like, if we're going to, like, talking about narrator-wise, I mean, again, he has been doing this thing for a while now, ever since the passing of Iwata. I mean, obviously, one, Iwata is a standard of its own, so it can't be said, because I would love, if Iwata was still living on, I would love to him seeing, do these presentations still, because, again, bring these Nintendo Directs directly to us. I miss him.
It was his idea, so he, forever.
Mm-mm-mm. Right. So, but like, we're going to the new host, like, well, it's just like the presenter itself and the voicing is like, I didn't really have much problems with it. I didn't really find it as, I don't know, as grating as some people would argue. I mean, I didn't mind. I mean, again, it's just a presenter, sure, maybe a little bit bland to some, but I felt like, okay, it's nothing too, like, grandiose, but okay, but it's okay.
Well, let's talk about 2019, because on a positive note, 2019 is looking amazing.
It's gonna be a bomb.
So I have a list of games here that are rumored. Some of them aren't guaranteed 2019, but I think that they're pretty expectant, and then others are guaranteed. So, New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. That's a mouthful of a title, but that's January 11th. We have Yoshi coming out in spring. We have Fire Emblem Three Houses coming out in spring. We have Luigi's Mansion 2 or Luigi's Mansion 3 coming out. We have Animal Crossing coming out. Pokemon 2019 coming out. Daemon X Machina Town. Metroid Prime 4 probably. Pikmin 4 has been announced, and Miyamoto said it was nearly complete like 3 years ago. So potentially a Pikmin 4. Potentially the new Retro Project. Bayonetta 3 and Shin Megami Tensei 4. That's 12 games right there. Without It's not 2019 yet. We haven't seen E3. We haven't seen the Spring Direct. There's still more that's going to come next year. It's crazy.
Right. And of course, like for my sake, adding No More Heroes, Travis Touchdown is also So that it's really turning out to be, like, they're really picking up the pace compared to this year, because like we've been talking that 2018 was kind of a bit of a slow year, because again, the opening year of Force Switch, no one's gonna compare to it. So obviously going to have it will have a down period, which 2018 was pretty much indeed that somewhat of a down period. So now with this upcoming year of 2019, like as I said, that entire list of titles, and that's only in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And of course, I think that's a very good solid lineup against like the other competitors, especially with Kingdom Hearts 3 in January.
Yeah.
So it's quite something to say at least.
Well, that's not even mentioning all the Final Fantasy and the fact that Smash Bros. Will be out. We'll be playing Smash Bros. Forever throughout the rest of Switch's lifespan, but Smash Bros. Is going to be having a stream of DLC throughout the year as well.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. 2019, we're going to be so broke.
Yeah. The lack of money is going to be a thing.
Yeah. It's like from all those games plus the with after Smash release, they're gonna be re-releasing the discontinued amiibos. Goodbye wallet, goodbye paychecks.
Well, what game out of all of those are you guys most excited for?
I'm excited for Fire Emblem. I mean, I know that's kind of lame, but I.
No, it's definitely not kind of lame. I think we're all on board with that.
But, Fire Emblem is solid. It's solid. Yes.
Now I want to play Fire Emblem, period. And frankly, it's just I love it. I can't wait for it. But I mean, a close second would easily be Pokemon. Just because, you know, I can't wait to see, you know, what they do with it, what we're going to see, what the first trailer is going to be like, because I have my own ideas about what I would do, but I think if they do it right, it's going to be freaking awesome. So it's good. 2019 is going to be I think 2019 has the potential better than 2017. That's saying something, because we had Zelda and Mario.
Yeah,
so.
I think I'm going to enjoy 2019 more, given Smash will be out with DLC and Fire Emblem. Just those two alone will probably carry it for me. But I mean, I can't stress enough how good Yoshi and Luigi's Mansion look.
Mm-hmm,
and plus,
mm-hmm,
Pokemon's going to be great too. Daemon X Machina looks great. Metroid Prime 4, I gotta hope, is coming out. I gotta think that we're going to know what the new retro thing is eventually. That was another thing that annoyed me about this direct, though. Like, it's been the retro must be like experiencing some actual like real serious problems. Like that's the only thing that makes sense to me at this point.
But all we can hope for is, you know, good, solid dates. I mean, again, we're already ahead of schedule with, you know, we're already ahead of schedule with Mario Deluxe or whatever coming out. So that's already a guarantee. But What happens next? It's gonna be a good year. All right, we're running out of show. We got time for one more thing. So, tonight is the first official Splatfest under the Nintendo Switch Online, and we got a very interesting little topic. So, it's time to settle it, Splat. We'll be right back. So, as I was saying, we have a very interesting little Splatfest going on tonight, and it is retro style versus modern style. Is this our, I think this is our what, like our second fashion themed Splatfest of Splatfest 2? Because we had, of course,
yes,
ugly shirt, ugly sweaters versus ugly socks.
Right,
big
right,
win
right,
for
right,
the socks in that too. One. I mean, the sweater in that one.
Alright, I'm actually, I had to turn on Splatoon 2 to make sure my Nintendo Online was working, and I actually have the conversation between Pearl and Marina up, so here's how it goes. So Marina goes, to be honest, I'm not even sure what the point of this question is. I mean, why would anyone willingly choose the old over the new? To which Pearl responds loudly, are you seriously about to disrespect the classics right now? Look, I'm sure the old stuff was all fine and good in its time, but times change. Mm-hmm. Old fashions grow stale, and old tech is straight up obsolete.
Yep.
Top that, Tyler.
Yep.
Please, everything comes back in style eventually. It's all cyclical, B. And racking up high scores in Squid Jump was basically my whole childhood. Ha ha. Ha ha. I still sneak over to Igopolis Plaza sometimes to play the old arcade machine. Igopolis Plaza, that place is like a ghost town. Haven't you ever heard of saying, stay fresh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that sounds so familiar, Will.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna stay fresh while wearing your grandma's bell bottoms? Oh, that's what you're talking about, Tyler. Leave Gam Gam out of this. Oh, yeah. What about you at home? Okay, so yeah. I'm happy to say that we are a bit split on this. We have Tyler, who is all retro, and I don't mean the game studio. And me and Will are all modern.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand. I feel like Todd would be retro. If you had said, guess what one Todd is, I would say 100% this is the easiest one yet. He's definitely retro.
That's
and yet,
hurtful.
No, modern.
No, modern. Mm-hmm. I have my reasoning, and I will explain it. But Tyler, since you were so passionate about this,
yeah,
please go first.
Well, listen, I'm not much of a fashion guy, so I'm going to leave most of that out. But I will say, you know, if we're talking about the finer sex, females tend to look better in like retro clothes. I'm just throwing that out there. That's a reality.
Hold on. I'm gonna stop you right there. You have to say, if you're gonna say a line like that, you have to say in your opinion.
In my opinion.
There you go.
Okay.
That's okay. Because as we all know, this is not a that is not a fashion thing, that is a beauty thing, and that is
right.
All subjective.
Right,
subjective,
right. But
yeah.
You know, you got like the big sun hat. I mean, how could you not love a girl who wears a big sun hat? You have to love them. They're beautiful. Anyway, so fashion aside, which naturally retro gets the point in that one, let's just stick with what we know here and go with video games. I mean, retro video games, so often, it's amazing how well they beat modern games. I mean, not all the time, of course not all the time, but most of the time, the retro games do it better. Now, for example, Paper Mario. Let's just look at Paper Mario for a minute here. The modern Paper Mario, oh, we got to take it some edgy new creative direction. No.
Let's put stickers in it, Tyler.
Right. That's what you modern people like to say. We classic people like to say, no, the classic RPG mechanics work great. Bring back badges. Now, let's talk about my guy Sonic the Hedgehog. The classic Sonic games, better than the modern Sonic games. Let's you know, Sonic 3, all-time classic. Sonic Mania, the throwback, amazing. Let's go to Mega Man. Mega Man 9, Mega Man 10, phenomenal. The classic throwback games, they're great. So gaming, you got the retro games, first of all, automatically more like the impact of the retro games still felt today. Games like Ms. Pac-Man still hold up. All the modern stuff wouldn't be possible without the retro stuff. I mean, let's just start with that. I mean, all the modern stuff is a response to the retro stuff. Retro, again, blazing the trail. Superior in that regard as well. Retro technology, Marina makes a good point, but like that's the thing about modern technology. It's just annoying because it should work so well. And yet, so often our modern iPhones and our modern computers, they just break and frustrate us because somehow they still haven't advanced far enough from the retro versions, which even though, yes, they may have been slower, that's because they were new then. The modern stuff is not as good as it should be. That's another great point by me. Thank you. finally, I would like to rest my case by saying that the Super Nintendo is the greatest Nintendo console of all times. That happens to be a retro console. And pass.
Will, would you like to go first on this?
All right. First things first, I just want to go point out, in regards to the fashion side of things, like, I gotta say, you bloody hippie hipster. That's all I'm gonna say, you bloody hippie hipster. Because who on earth wants to wear parachute pants in this day and age? I mean, honestly. And I have worn parachute pants. It's, yeah, it just doesn't hold up, boy. Like, regardless, like, on a fashion side of scene, like, I can see why people would, like, again, we had pants that go right onto our, up past our belly buttons, have suspenders, like, a la Steve Urkel style back in the 90s. I mean, like, okay, we had our weird face. We had, like, those cowlick, we had denim jacket jeans. It, like, okay, they were good for the time, but at the millennial, as we head to the new millennials, and now we're in 2018 right now, there's a much more better fashionized ideas right now. I mean, heck, as with the old saying goes, as with our good old squid sisters, you gotta stay fresh. I think that's pretty much the idea of anything, any idea, because again, if you don't go with the times, you're gonna get left behind, yo. Like, that's regarding to fashion. And just going with, like, the general idea of modernization is, like, okay, I admit, yeah, like, we're going to Nintendo and we're going to video games themselves. Yes, you gotta pay respect to the retro styles and including the old classic, of course. That's our foundation, our ideas. That's where we grew up. Of course, we never got anywhere without Super Mario 64, and that's how it birthed the 3D genre. I admit that. But as the time goes on, like, it's just because of that, like, from the improvement of graphics. I mean, we're not, like, graphics nuts here, but when you improve upon, like, graphics, gameplay, like when you play retro games back in the day, like, you notice how dated that is. I mean, even I admit, like, when I played, like, Super Mario 7 Legend of the Seven Stars, which was revered as a great title back then. I mean, playing it now compared to different styles, like, granted, I can definitely feel why it feels dated. Like there could definitely be improvement there here and there, which can be done much more better in today's day and age of video games. Like, look at Super Mario Odyssey, which is, like, if not one of the pinnacle games and true spiritual successors of Super Mario 64. The modern titles and the modern genres is, you gotta go with the times, man. It's just, like, one, it has improved our lives for better or for worse, of just our quality of life of living. And just want to also point out, as we're going to the official Splatfest artwork, like, have you not seen Marina? Yeah, I think she, like, if anything else, she is more or less the better fashionista than Pearl. I'm sorry.
No, that's
she
not
is the
even
better
true.
Fashionista.
No. That I draw the line. I mean, have you seen Pearl wearing the Biggie crown? Have you seen that? And the chain? No, that's not even close. Pearl is way more fashionable than Marina.
Oh,
way
please.
More.
You want to go with the old steampunk?
Steampunk
goggles, really? Come on. If
my turn.
Else, like...
My turn.
Okay.
All right. Tyler, I will grant you that there are certain aspects of classic attire that I do love.
Right.
For example, my hair. It is a fro.
That's right. That's a great point.
This is true. And I will always, always love the 70s because of the froze and the music that I loved.
Right. That's all. I didn't even mention music.
There you go. Yeah. And just to give you points, because you need them, classic music will almost always be better than modern music.
Yep. Not even close.
Yeah, because do you know what the first five letters in classic spell, Tyler?
Class.
Yes. And modern most modern music, not including, like, country and, you know, Christian songs and everything like that, they don't have class.
Right.
Hip-hop.
Right.
Rap. Terrible. As a wise man once said, I love that all-time
rock. I can't go that far, because Run DMC is classic.
Oh, there's always exceptions.
They're retro. You have to shout out the retro Run DMC.
There are always exceptions. I've always been that way. But that's not the question. The question here is, as a whole, do you love retro or do you love classic? Or sorry, so you have, that's the same thing. Do you like retro or do you like modern? I have to go with modern, because while it's true that there are some things that classics do better than retro, or dang it, then modern stuff, like music, there are things that modern things have done that just boggle the mind. Like, you say that technology is terrible in the modern age.
It's very frustrating, let's be honest.
Yeah, some of it is frustrating. But look at cars. How far have cars advanced in the last, 1920 was the Ford Model A, nearly 100 years, over 100 years, technically, if you want to go a little farther back. You know, we are now in an age where you can get like 40 miles to the gallon. And there, yeah. And I drove to Philadelphia. I only had to fill up my gas tank once.
Oh, that's incredible.
Because I had a great gas mileage car. You know, air conditioning. Windshield wipers. There used to be a time windshield wipers weren't standard on a car. True fact. Also, roofs. Also optional. What do you know?
No, you're so, right about cars. I will give you okay. Modern cars are better than classic
but,
cars.
Okay, but then let's keep going.
I mean, classic cars look cooler, for sure, but modern cars definitely are more convenient.
Some. Classic, the only thing I appreciate is cool. The good old Mustangs.
Yeah, and Camaros and all that stuff. But
yeah,
some
and
of
all
the
cool, right. Let's just keep naming all the cool retro cars that are way
cooler.
Yes,
but there's also cool modern cars, okay? There's some smoking hot modern Mustangs, Camaros, Corvettes.
But they're not as cool as the classic ones.
That's subjective.
Subjective.
That's well, this subjective. Whole thing is subjective.
It's subjective. All
right,
right, anyway.
Right.
But moving on. Here's another one. I will always love classic movies.
Yeah.
Casablanca.
But modern movies are
hold
better.
On,
you're right.
Hold
I'll
on.
Give you that too.
Hold on. Casablanca, Citizen Kane, Singing in the Rain,
Godfather,
Maltese Falcon, all of them. But modern movies have effects that those classics could have only dreamed of. And
yes.
The best case in point is superhero movies.
You're right.
Superhero movies back in the day, not including the 90s, because that's when the change started to happen, and Batman is always one you could do with practical effects. They were kind of terrible, you know. Who could remember that classic TV superhero crossover between Hulk and Thor? And then you look at Thor Ragnarok, and you're like, we liked that back in that day.
You know? yes.
Okay. And the effects of movies and TV shows are so greater that we get things like 3D animated films and better visual effects. We like compare Tron to Tron Legacy. It's not even close. You know, and you know, again, granted, they did the best they could with at the time. That's why Star Wars always stands out, because they did the best they could with what they had at the time. But then you fast forward to, you know, Force Awakens and Last Jedi, and I'm not going to talk about Solo, and you know, you can see the difference in the graphic quality. Modern was superior because in modern we have advanced. And that's just the fact. And while I'll acknowledge that I will always love certain aspects of classical clothing, like leather jackets, which I have one, you know, I still am going to prefer to wear modern clothes because...
Define modern clothes. First of all, I have no sense of fashion. I'm going with a t-shirt like 99% of the
time. There you
go.
Well, here's another one. You can, in the modern age, you can make your own t-shirt. You can
have you ever heard of tie-dye? Let's chill with them. You can make your own t-shirt.
Hold on. I'm going to give him that one. Tie-dye is legitimate. However, it's not as detailed as what I'm thinking of, like where I can put an image on a shirt, sell it online to people who might want it, and make money. You know, you could technically do that with tie-dye, but you couldn't put like a picture on it.
And it was much more personalized the retro way, much better.
No, I can have my artist make custom images that are specifically supposed to mean something.
But it loses something with that. Like, honestly, the
How?
Word polished.
How does that lose something?
It's honestly, polished is usually a good word, but I'm using it as a bad term here because it looks so sharp. You know, but the retro tie-dye feels like a human made it.
You bloody hipster! You bloody hipster!
That makes no sense!
It makes a ton of sense. Also, retro cartoons. Let's talk about Looney Tunes. Let's talk about SpongeBob SquarePants.
Let's talk about Avatar. Let's talk about Legend of Korra. Let's talk about Voltron, Legendary Defender.
Avatar came out
when?
When did Avatar come out?
The Avatar came out in 2000. Hold on.
I mean, where's the line here? Because 2005, that's retro to me. I was 10 when that came out.
2005 retro?
I'm spitting.
2005 is 2020. Almost 2019.
We're in 2018, you hack. Okay, we're going to be fair. Anything pre-1990 is retro. Okay,
no.
That's
retro.
Yes.
No. SpongeBob is a retro cartoon, and Hey Arnold is definitely a retro cartoon.
Okay,
cartoon.
How about let's split it right down the middle. Pre-1995.
Yeah, that's what I was born.
I'll say pre-2000.
Pre-2000. Now you're giving me all of 18 years, and there were some great modern cartoons that happened in. Okay, here's how I define retro cartoons. You can see the color difference.
The color difference in, like, each year. It gets, like you said, the effects get notably better.
Yes, but I mean, if you look at Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
classic Looney Tunes, and then
the
you
best.
Look at, like.
First of all, even if we just cut it off at 1950, like, Looney Tunes was right there. Like, Baseball Bugs is a classic. That beats any cartoon
anything
that comes
Bugs
in.
Bugs Bunny is basically classic. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, they will always have Looney Tunes, but there are so many great modern cartoons like Avatar, like Legendary Defender, like Pokemon, like I'm so angry right now I can barely think.
Yeah. Here's what modern's better at: sports, movies.
Yes. I disagree with your video game point, because while it's true that the classics are always forever, I feel like I will always love Breath of the Wild more than Ocarina of Time. It's not a fraud. Here's the thing. It was video game, and we really got to wrap this up. With video games, it's true that the classics are eternal, but it's the job of the modern games better. And here's the best point about that. There was a time when Ocarina of Time was modern because of the time it was in, and it had to do the job that Link to the Past had to do, but better. And it capitalized on the 3D game engine, gave the story, gave the world, and everything else. Breath of the Wild had to try to compare to Ocarina of Time and yet go bigger. It had to be the first true open-world Zelda game, and it succeeded, and it did better. Now, is there some things about Ocarina of Time better than Breath of the Wild? Absolutely. Is Breath of the Wild still better than Ocarina of Time in any ways? Absolutely.
Oh, in some ways, yeah.
Some ways. I said some, because that's still subjective. And while you say that, you know, like, some classic games can't be beat, there are some modern games that can't be beat. Like, what was Last of Us in the retro era? It wasn't possible.
No, that's true. I agree. A lot of their. Oh, I'm not saying all modern games weren't great or game. Yeah. Breath of the Wild, it changed. It is a quintessential modern game because it did throw away the old formula.
Or if you look at the Tomb Raider games. Look at the Tomb Raider games. Look at what, like, the reboot of Tomb Raider, Rise of Tomb Raider, Shattered Tomb Raider did compared to the original Tomb Raider games, which were. How do I put this nicely?
I haven't played those games yet, so it's hard for me to comment. But what I want to say is, Breath of the Wild to me threw away so much of what made Zelda games.
I disagree with that.
I don't think it's still distinctly based on the weapon system. I hated that.
But weapon system aside, I don't agree with that. So, but.
Well, there's no dungeons. That was a big thing. The whole open world was different.
Yeah, that was the whole point. They were trying to be different.
That's what I'm saying. They bucked Zelda conventions. I love Breath of the Wild. It was a great example of a great modern game. But so many modern games just take what the old school games did, and then they just make them look a little better, and they make a tweak or two, and then they're like, okay, well, that's that. And to me, those games will never be as special as the original. That's what makes Breath of the Wild so great, is that it is super special because it did go in such a different direction. But personally, for me, I still take Ocarina of Time. Any day of the week.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to end this 100th episode of Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. What have your favorite moments from the first 100 episodes have been? And have you actually listened to all 100 episodes? God bless you if you have. And then Tyler.
Yes.
I know we didn't have a podcast last week, but I know you did a poll question about the grade of the Direct. I'm very curious about this one.
Yeah, me too. I checked it.
Me too.
Okay, so we got 45 people gave it an A. That was the majority. 40 gave it a B, and 15 a C. 0 D or F.
What was our vote total?
20 votes.
Wait, say that again.
20 votes.
Oh, I thought you said 45 votes for the A. All right, what was the poll before that? Because we got to tell the story about that one.
Yes. Scrolling down.
I'm scrolling with you. Get there first.
Aha, found it.
There you go.
You have the power to make one of these things a reality, but the rest die forever. What would you wish for? This was great. A Paper Mario revival got 29%.
Io.
Your favorite character in Super Smash Bros. Got 53%.
That was
and
mine.
A Legend of Zelda JRPG got 18% out of 94 votes. That was, yeah. We got a lot of votes on that. So thank
that
you,
was one, that was one of our highest ones. We've got to talk about this because when we put it up, like, he did, like, I'm looking at the tweet. He did not do anything special. All he put was, you know, he listed the question and put Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Direct. And then, like, within, like, an hour or two, we had, like, 50 votes.
Yeah.
And we're like, why is it always this easy? So, like, yeah, and then it just spiraled. And then it peaked when it hit 94. Like, it was 94 for a couple days. But still, thank you for those 94 people who did that because that was pretty awesome. So, yeah. All right, today's poll question. I actually want to go off of that. The discussion we just had. What types of video games do you think are better, classics or modern titles? Classic titles or modern titles? I really want to know what people think about.
Mm-hmm. The classic retro versus the modern today's. Yeah.
So vote on that, and then we will see you all for episode 101. So, for Tellius Tyler, Wario Will. I'm Triforce Todd, and ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We are not out of lives. We have made it through 100 levels. Raise the flag.